There's a beautiful song in the song book on page 438, and it's called "My Hope is Built on Nothing Less." Just ponder that for a bit, because I want us to consider the hope that we have. The Bible clearly teaches us that it's an expectation. The expectation of the return of Christ, the expectation of eternal life. When we consider hope, I learned one time from a good brother that faith is for the heart. Hope is for the soul. And love, well, is for the will. I thought about that. Because our soul needs hope. We live in a hopeless time. People are very hopeless. So thankful that the church is not. Thankful that faithful Christians have hope, regardless of what may be going on in their lives. It's interesting, 121 times in the Bible, Hebrew and Greek, the word hope is translated in the Hebrew and Greek. 121 times for the English for us. I think God is trying to teach us something, and that we ought to be a people of hope. And we ought to have that mindset that when things are not going as well as we think they ought to, we can have hope. Let's take a perusal through the scriptures for a second. When we consider hope, you turn to Proverbs 13 and verse 12, and I'll meet you there. In Psalm 16, verse number 9, and also Psalm 13, verse number 12, we know that the psalmist had great hope in the Lord. As a matter of fact, he would say in Psalm 39 and verse number 7, "My hope is in thee." It's in you. But when I consider passages, especially like Proverbs 13 and verse number 12, notice that great passage there. In Proverbs 13 and verse number 12, the proverbial writer has this to say. He says, "Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh," notice, it's a tree of life. Think about that. Ponder that for a second. When it comes, a lot of times we don't want to wait on it. We don't want to wait on God. We want things now. We want to do things our way. But hold on. Hold on. Hope is a tree of life. You go back to the garden, or you go to the book of Revelation, and Jesus gives this great vision to John, and he tells us where that tree of life is. But I think about some other passages. In Proverbs 19 and verse number 18, we know that an attitude concerning hope, well, it's not always all that good. But notice what correction does. "Chasten thy son while there is hope. Let not thy soul spare for his crying." There's a time in which we ought to be chastening our young ones. Why? We need to do it while there's hope right now. Don't wait till they get too old. Well, if you wait too long, there might not be any hope. Sometimes we can be longing for something that is hopeful that's really no hope at all. But you go to the New Testament, and Paul would say by inspiration in the book of Romans, turn there, you look at chapter 5, verse 2, verse 4, verse 5, and he continues to go on to chapter 8, verse 23 and 24, and he says, number one, rejoice in hope. We rejoice in hope. Now that's interesting. We have an expectation, we've got something to look forward to, and Paul says, we rejoice in that? Yeah, we do. Verse number 4, our hope has a future. It's interesting how he talks about different things, and then he ends with hope, and then in verse number 5, he says, "Hope make it not ashamed." That's interesting. You know, when you're talking to young souls, and when I say young souls, teenagers, especially those who are not privileged to be exposed. That's the operative word that I want to use. no real exposure to Christianity. It's almost like it's hopeless, Royce. Why do I need to live? Why should I be here? Well, in Christ, we ought to be a joyous people. We have something to look forward to. Life should never get so horrible that we say, you know what, this is hopeless. No, we have something to look forward to, even to the point that Paul would say in Romans 8, verse number 24, he says, we're saved by this hope. What hope? Resurrection. There's a resurrection. Just as Jesus' body was not left in the grave, Acts 2 and verse 24, friends, Jesus is going to come back and get us one day. That's our hope. And this hope causes us, according to Philippians 1 and verse number 20, to have great boldness of speech. I have something to look forward to. Question. What is your hope built upon? I'll let you answer that. What's your hope built upon? What is your expectation built upon? I'm thankful that our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and His righteousness. I dare not trust what? But wholly trust in Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. No wonder Jesus could say with great power, I am the way. No wonder he could say, I am the resurrection and the life. No wonder he can say, I am the door. I am the truth. No wonder he can say those things with just great boldness. Why? Without me, you can do nothing. That type of hope ought to give us great strength. And I'm not talking about going to the YMCA lifting weights. But I'm talking about being secluded in your home, in your room, in prayer, meditation, studying God's word, and actually having the strength that means something. When the body is failing, when the mind is gone, when the eyes are dimming, when the teeth are falling out, you can have something that you can sink your spiritual teeth in. Jesus Christ. And friends, that's what the church does. The church is God's moral culture in the midst of an immoral world, demonstrating that Christ is the way. Follow me, even as I follow Christ. Follow me. Who cares? Who rejects it? Jesus Christ came to save those who want to be saved. Think about that. Sometimes we get all bent out of shape when people don't want to be saved. That's on them. We're following Jesus. So when all else fails, we trust Him and Him alone. Isn't it interesting, as I leave you with this thought, nowhere in there in the scriptures, 66 books, that you'll find that He tells you to trust yourself. Trust Jesus Christ. I'm glad that I'm your minister, that y'all allow me to preach. But don't trust me. Check this book. I told a guy the other day, if they had checked behind Paul and he was inspired, you ought to check behind Mike Bonner because he's aspired. Haven't became a preacher yet. I'll get there. That's what folks say. One day you're going to make a preacher, boy. That's what they say all the time. Might as well repeat what they said. Check behind me. Don't trust me. Trust this book. Trust this book. Because this book will lead you back home. 1 Timothy 3 and verse number 15. Maybe you're not a child of God. We want your hope to be in Jesus. Jesus said one day, when he was talking to his disciples, all of them, yet he brings out Peter. He said, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom. It's interesting. Jesus came to build a church. Guess what he did? He built it. And death didn't stop him. The grave didn't stop him. God raised him up. And when God raised him up, he sat him down on his right hand. And when he sat him down on his right hand, 10 days later, here comes the church. And it's built and it's on its way. And guess what? It's still here today. Still here. Still here. Read something the other day. Can the Church of Christ be saved? It's already saved. It's already saved. It's already saved. The only thing you got to do is get in it, because it's saved people going to a saved place called heaven. That's where we're going. Believe that. Believe he's the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of your sins. Confess Jesus Christ to be Lord. Be buried in water. Why? That's how you identify with the Christ. Come up, walk in the newness of life. Trust Jesus the rest of the way. When a man says, trust me, watch out. You trust Jesus. I trust all men that trust Jesus. I trust no man that don't trust Jesus. That's just the way I think. And those who trust Jesus, I check behind them. Why? Because that's what the Bible tells us to do. But maybe you're a child of God and your hope is in something that it shouldn't be in. You fill in the blank. Friends, our hope is in him. And one day, guess what? He's going to send his son back to get us. We're going to meet him in the cloud. The Bible teaches us that we're going to be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, forever will be with the Lord. Friend, that's a promise. One thing about Jehovah, he keeps his promises. I tell folk all the time, if you don't believe him, die and find out. He'll keep his promise. That's the God we serve. We trust him. So therefore, we stand God in the face with great confidence and boldness as Christians. And we say, I trust you. I trust your son. I trust your word. And I know I'm going to end up where you are because you said this. As we stand and as we sing, the same.